So we are pierced with all sorts of sorrows. Because we left this origin of the faith. Now the last reason that we departed from this faith is knowledge.
有人自称有这学问，就偏离了正道。And
there's some people who claim that they have this knowledge already, so they departed from the faith.
保罗讲这话是不晓得将来有一个人叫做进化论，将讲进化论。When
Paul said this, he did not know that the evolution is going to come later on.
那天我在Texas，他们提到进化论。That
day when I was in Texas, they mentioned the evolution.
我说我不信进化论，我信圣经。I
said, I don't believe in evolution, I believe in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，相信进化论跟相信圣经是同样的一个信心的动作。
You should know that to believe in evolution and to believe in the Bible is the same faith act.
假如你相信进化论，就好像你相信从这个悬崖上跳下去不会死一样。
You believe in evolution is just the same you believe when you jump off from the cliff, you won't die.
一样是个信心的行动。
It is all an act of faith.
进化论根据在哪里？
Now what is the basis of evolution?
我们以前也谈过这个。
We talked this of before.
他们说你是念物理的，你讲给我们听吧。So
they say, well, you were majoring in physics. You tell us.
你知道我常常引用 Henry Morgan's book.
You know, I always like to cite back to Henry Morgan's book.
Henry Morris.
Henry Morris' book.
他是一个化工系的教授。
He's a professor in chemical engineering.
他的专长是 thermodynamics, 热工学。
His most favorite topic is the thermodynamics.
你知道进化论从科学立场来讲是违背那个热工学第二定律的。
You know that the evolution is against the second law of thermodynamics.
今天我们不讲这个，对我讲说刚好他们那边领导弟兄是热工学教授。
And when I talk about it, the leading brother there was the professor in thermodynamics.
他今天突然想起他看过一本某个弟兄写的，真的是这样。
So he all of a sudden he realizes a book he read before. He said, yeah, indeed, it is like that.
他们讲了半天进化论，他也不知道怎么回答，没有想到说从这个地方是第一个讲的这些东西的。
So it's such a pity the brother who's leading the meeting, he read this book before but didn't realize that he can use it.
他忽然一抓到一个窍，这里有科学的证据，信心坚强。
And all of a sudden he catches it. He saw this as the scientific evidence. So his face is strengthened. So he does not have to be afraid the evolution. Now, brothers and sisters, there's so many knowledge are against this faith.
心理学,
like psychology.
以前我讲过一个笑话，一个弟兄，他们心理医生跟他治疗。
There's someone who is lying on the couch of a psychologist.
那个心理医生告诉他，人生必须目标啊。
And that psychologist said, well, you have to set a goal.
如果你没有目标，你所以生活没有希望，所以你想自杀呀。Now,
if you don't have a goal, then of course you want to kill yourself.
那个弟兄花了13年去读个医生的学位。But
that brother has already spent 13 years to get a medical degree.
读完觉得虚空啊。And
afterwards he feels empty inside.
想死啊。He
wanted to die.
他想，我再放13年，得到了还是要死。He
said, well, if I set another goal, spend another 13 years, eventually I still want to die.
我心里痛苦，头脑没有糊涂。
My heart is sorrow, but my head is still clear. He said, no, bye. Later on, the Lord saved him. A lot of knowledge are against the faith. I know there's a brother. Ever since he's 19, he has served in the church. He is such a good interpreter. He's so fast and accurate.
但是大学读完以后，他想去读哲学。
But after he graduated from college, he wanted to go study philosophy.
他觉得哲学太迷人了。
He said, oh, the philosophy is so wonderful.
好多时候我们就劝他，你不必去读哲学。
Lot of times we advise him not to go on to pursue the philosophy.
你读完哲学只有两个结果。
Because after you study philosophy, there's only two results.
第一个，你发现哲学是虚空的，回到正经。
One, you find out that it's in vain that you come back to the Bible.
第二个，你觉得这是真的，你离弃圣经。
And then the second result is that you believe that's true and you depart from the Bible.
这两个我们都不喜欢你走。
Both we don't want you to go through. And he does not believe.
他去读哲学。
He went to study philosophy.
这些敌正道似是而非的学问。
All those are against the faith and they are like those false doctrines. are against the faith.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们读这些学问叫我们自高自大。
This knowledge makes us feel proud.
有人以为我们读了这些学问就是觉得好像我们整个世界都在我手里了。
As if we know all those knowledge, then the whole world is in our hand.
哪一个哲学家不以为他第一点聪明？
Is there any philosopher did not think that he's the wisest man in the world?
口里不讲, 心里想,
he probably will not claim that, but he deep down inside, he will think he's the wisest man.
听说我们读圣经会不会这样?
But when we read the Bible, are we going to think ourselves like that?
读完圣经, oh, 神最聪明。
After we read the Bible, we know that the Lord is the smartest.
我们呢?
And how about us?
Oh, 我们蒙了他的恩典。
We are the one who receives the grace.
我们智慧在主耶稣里面。
Our wisdom is in Christ.
不一样, 对不对?
It's different.
圣经可以多读, 不会出毛病。
You can read the Bible as much as you want. There won't be any problem.
越读越叫你谦卑。
Because the more you read it, the more humble you will be.
那些读到一半觉得自己高大的人都还不认识圣经。
Those who just read a little bit and feel themselves really great, those that really did not know what Bible is all about. But it doesn't matter, as long as he continues, one day he will become very humble. But how about this worldly knowledge? So many of them are against the truth. He will tell us that we can change this whole situation. He said that we can change this natural course. And we can change the human heart. There's no such a thing. Today, I can only talk about this passive side. Now, we have to refuse, we have to escape from it, we have to be careful. Now, in summary, we just tell it very simply, how can we build up in the faith?
When
you have to be thirst for the Lord's word. Behind every single truth, there's a mystery.
我们说受浸,
we talk about baptism.
受浸是外面的事情,
baptism is the outward thing.
受浸也是真道,
and also it's also in faith. In the faith.
因为圣经里告诉我们, 信而受浸必定得救,
because the Bible told us that you believe and you'll be baptized, you will be saved. But there's a mystery behind it. In the 6th chapter of Romans, it tells about this mystery. Because we die with Christ. To resurrect it with Christ. Then you realize in the book of Galatians, you say, now that liveth is not me, but Christ liveth in me. And then after you are baptized, then you know I want to give my member to the Lord.
Then
I give my body on the altar to be the living sacrifice. You know, in every single item of this, the truth, there's open up a series of mysteries. And we should hold on to them. Then we should be educated in the word. God's word teaches us. Chinese say that it's always good to open the Bible. There's one thing I noticed, that all these places I went, they are not very familiar with God's word. And they are quite tricky. Right away, I noticed that they are not very familiar with Bible at all.
我就对他们说,我从前讲道人,
and so I tell them that before whatever is talk around the pulpit, I open the Bible right away to check it. And to the very last evening, when I was talking about Bible, and this one sister said, hey, give me the Bible, I want to open and check it. And they all just laughed because they know why. Fortunately, I did not say I did not use it wrong. So I tell them that a certain verse, a certain chapter, a certain verse, it says so. Now, is it so? So they open it up, they find out it's right.
Now,
brothers and sisters, for this God's word, you really have to spend time yourself to read it.
并且你们也逼迫传道人好好读圣经。
And also you shall persecute, quote unquote, the ministers to study the Bible.
Press.
弟兄姊妹，假如我们在讲圣经，你们把圣经翻开，说弟兄，你讲的不对。 Now, if I, when I preach, would you open the Bible? You say, "Hey, brother Chow, you're not right."
那下次我们就更小心。
Then, the next time we'll be more careful.
侍奉主日怎么会进步啊？
Now, how does the minister improve?
神的儿女进步，侍奉主人必须进步。
If the children of God improve, then the minister has to improve.
假如神的儿女不进步，侍奉主人也会懒惰。
And if the children of God does not improve themselves, then the minister will get lazy.
弟兄姊妹们，你们晓得，你一个月一次讲那些教会的真理。
Do you know that every month we have the training meeting?
这是对我自己的push.
This is a push I apply toward myself.
假如没有这个机会，我不会进步。
Now if we don't have that meeting, I will not improve.
弟兄姊妹，如果你们读圣经。
Now, brothers, if you read the Bible,
我保证侍奉主人必须好好读圣经。
Now, I can guarantee you that the minister will read the Bible carefully.
就是不会也得哭着求在主面前说主啊，你告诉我，不然我没办法。Now,
even if we don't know, we cry before the Lord and we beg to understand.
要在真道的话语上得教育。
Now we have to be educated in the word.
第三，要在不要为真道打美好的仗。
Now the third is that we shall fight a good battle in the faith.
什么叫为真道打仗？
Now what is this, to fight a battle?
在神学里面有一个 apologetics, 为道学。
There's apologetics. This term is to defend what you believe.
听众朋友们，所有这些
All the topics of the arguments, they're all in the Bible. That day they asked me a question about the free will and the doctrine of chosen and the free will. Now this is a very hard question to answer. Now if we spend time, we read the Bible and read other books, publications, then we...
我就发现保罗讲的拣选跟一般人讲的拣选不一样。
Then I found out the chosen Paul mentioned is different from all the other publications.
下次有机会我们讲。
Next time we might want to talk about that.
等到你看见保罗讲的拣选是吧? 你觉得说神拣选以色列人是最最公平的事情。
And when you see how Paul explained the chosen of God, then you will realize that God choose Israel people is the most fair thing. Today we're not talk about that. But for the truth, we have to fight. It's still on this word. We have to spend more time on the Bible. For all the challenges, we give them the right thing. There's a lot of judgments among brothers and sisters and among in the church. We don't need that. Because you don't have to point out the wrong, you just give him the right thing. That's why in this publication for all saints, we never write anything negative. We only write the things positive. Now we study Bible and this is the truth.
你们看吧，你们去研究，到底我们讲对不对？Now
you read it and you see if whether it's true or not.
如果这个真理是对的，我接受，你也接受。If
this truth is right, I receive it and you should receive, accept it also.
我们就在真道上一起往前。Then
we shall all press forward in the truth, in the faith.
所以要为真道打美好的仗。So
we shall fight this good battle in faith.
最后一个是持定永生。And
the very last one is that we shall hold on to this eternal life. When we really hold on to this life that the Lord gave us inside, then our faith, we hold on to this life that the Lord gave us inside is to hold on to the faith. Now to fight for the faith is this. No matter what the people say, we hold on to it. We persist on the things we believe. I never realized that when I preached this long. I was afraid that this morning, because I didn't prepare well enough, I would probably give a very, very short sermon. Maybe if we don't have time, I can sing you the hymn 51 again. But I used even more time than usual. I hope that you don't feel tired.